Hello everyone, welcome to a parade lap. We haven't done this in such a long time. None of us know what we're doing. I'm here, I'm Christine, you might have heard of me. I do side podcasts and all that. We're also joined by our co-host, Giggles, Mr. Andronov. You also might have heard of him.
Hello.
He is here, and Mr. C is in the corner pressing all the buttons.
Panicking. Do I sound like an aura of calm? Because I'm not that at all. I'm the opposite of calm and chilled and relaxed. I'm quite psyched up for this, but I have absolutely no idea if any of it is working or if anyone out there can hear us.
I hope the people can hear us, because that is the whole point. There are lots of new people since we last did a parade lap. So, Alex, how would you explain the parade lap to those who don't know what it is?
Well, that is a very good question. It's a hour-ish, although sometimes longer or shorter. And it's before the race. And what we do is we all are moving at high speed around the track and talking to each other and ignoring the fans. I think that's it, isn't it?
That sounds about right. Someone's interviewing us and we just talk to them and ignore the waving crowds.
That's it. Or it's also a hour-long radio show that we sort of used to do. And it's sort of just fun and frolics. And we tend to get a lot of nice comments from people, which makes the show. And so people predict what's going to happen in the race, so who the top three are going to be. And also another thing that you can do is you can blame Stephen Roy, regular commenter Stephen Roy. He takes the blame for things that you'd like. So say, for example, you're really upset that Raikkonen hasn't won a race yet. You could blame Stephen. And that's the thing. And another thing that we like to do is fix things for people. So people can say, I would really like by the end of the season for, I don't know, Sutil to come back and win the championship. And we may or may not be able to get that done, but those sort of things. And it's basically just a bit silly. And we used to play lots of music as well, but unfortunately, that's not possible.
We don't do that anymore. We haven't got any rights-free music. So we'll have to just find other ways to fill the time. And first things first, we really do have to call for predictions, because there's a race happening today, in case anyone had forgotten. Jenson Button is on pole position. Is he going to be able to take the win?
This is, are you asking the comments or are you asking me? You look right over at me as if I suddenly thought, I don't know.
I'm asking everyone. What we like to do is ask the comments for who they think the top three will be, who will be on the podium. And we've had some already. It looks like Button is quite a popular choice, considering that he is starting from pole position and everything. But then again, it's Spa and it can be quite chaotic.
But Jenson Button was so supreme on Saturday in qualifying. What a stunning, well, it was two stunning laps. It wasn't even a fluke. It was a fantastic pole setting time, followed by another fantastic pole setting time. The guy is absolutely on it. He's like a light switch this year. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's switched on, sometimes he's not. Today he is most definitely on full power. I would not bet against Jenson Button in Spa today.
Yeah, other people agree with you. And except Stephen, who we will blame him for this, but he has predicted Hamilton for the win. Hamilton, then Raikkonen, then Button. And he said it's unlikely, but no one else is going to predict that. I don't know if you're supposed to go for individuality with your predictions or who you actually think is going to win, but I like that.
If it's individuality, then we've already had a falling down, because Will and Lukey have both gone for Button, Raikkonen, and then Alonso. So
that's consensus.
So that's pretty good. Maybe it's the one that's the most popular that wins. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. It seems like lots of people have good thoughts about Kimi coming second, but I'm not sure anyone has predicted him for the win yet, so we still don't think he's going to get that win just yet.
Oh, but he's so good around Spa. If there's a man that gels well with a track, if you could find the perfect combination of man and track, Kimi and Spa is that perfect sandwich. It's the two that go together. It's like the perfect BLT. You know, they're apart, they're not quite the same. Put them together and they are just fantastic.
You know, there are three things in a BLT, hence the name.
Shoot.
What we need is a picture now. We should be able to immediately call up from our archive a picture of Bassano, Lou and Ted Kravitz, and then that would be the BLT. And they were at Spa, weren't they, last year?
BLT.
That'd be perfect from the archives, but we haven't got it.
That is perfect. Actually, talking of Bassano, here's a quick update. He is in Spa this weekend with Little Purple Goth and James, I think.
They're on the scene. They're there. Yep,
they are there. And we actually had a little voicemail, didn't we? Can you, Mr. C, explain what's going on?
Oh, my goodness me.
Should I play it first?
No, I'll give it a very quick introduction. So this isn't the first time that Bassano has gone to Spa. He's a big fan of this track. Last time he went, he got a bit carried away with himself and got very drunk the evening before the race. I think he almost might have missed the race. He was so excited and so carried away. Anyway, that evening he got very drunk and sent us a voicemail, which I think we played on the parade lap. That must have been in 2011. And he completely forgot that he was singing and doing drunk karaoke. So he went and reprised his role as Side Podcast official drinker. And this morning, the early hours of this morning, I received another voicemail from the man. this time singing, well, last year, I think he was singing Country Roads.
Don't spoil what this one is. Wasn't it Sweet Caroline?
Was it indeed? Sorry, yes. And so this is what he sent this morning. In your head right now, can you picture Bassano and Little Purple Goth in Belgium, there for the Grand Prix, bringing us all the insight and all the action right from the circuit? Can you see that there?
It's a very fitting song as well, considering what we have seen in Spa over the past couple of days.
Do we blame Stephen for that, Alex?
I think that's just absolutely brilliant. I think we could blame Stephen for it, but I don't think it's a blameworthy thing. I think that's wonderful. And I hope that we can pick a song for, like, this could be a new thing for Journia to collect. Which song is Bassano drunkenly singing?
Yes.
At each race.
I do. I like that idea. A little bit of
we had another couple of predictions coming in. We had one from Dreamland, who has Button, Vettel and Alonso to come first, second and third.
Vettel would do well.
Paul
too.
F has Button, Alonso and Hamilton. Matt has Button, Alonso and Raikkonen. And out of left field here, Mark has Kobe, Button and Alonso. Kobayashi to first win. That would be pretty amazing.
We have not talked about Kamui Kobayashi. But I thought he was the star of Saturday. The guy put it, because I don't know whether how close you were watching qualifying, Alex, but Kobayashi didn't put his final time in as he crossed the line. He actually did it, I think, a lap before everybody else. So the track wasn't at its absolute peak. And yet he still managed to beat everybody in the field bar Jensen, which is incredible in that car.
I also really liked that McLaren took pole position, and obviously Jensen was very happy because it was his first for them, which nobody else seemed to know. Martin Whitmarsh was like, oh, really? And Hamilton was like, I'm sure he's done that before. So it only meant something to Button, apparently. But they were all very happy. But then you saw Sauber, and they were almost like tears crying because they had a front row start. And it just means so much more. It's really nice to see that.
Yeah, I thought that was really lovely. The only thing that's going to cause Stephen Roy's win for Lewis, I think, is if unfortunately, the two crash happy pair of Kobayashi and Maldonado do a first corner incident and take Jensen out as well or something. But yeah, I think it really does mean a lot to those other teams to be up there. And it's very topsy turvy grid. I mean, Button being on pole is topsy turvy, weirdly enough.
Yeah, and considering that the weather didn't have anything to do with it, I was surprised that how unexpected it was, with Mercedes being quite rubbish and Vettel struggling, and then Button and the front row lineup that we had, and the sun was shining the whole time.
What's interesting about Vettel underperforming and Webber struggling is that in the 4-week period of rest Formula One has just gone through, Adrian Newey didn't manage to come up with anything new, interesting, or potentially beyond the spirit of the rules. He's had all this thinking time. And he's come back to Spa with a car that's no faster than the previous race.
Yeah. Exactly. I think maybe it's time for our first feature, I think.
Yes, okay. Do we need to introduce it, or are we just going to go straight into it?
Would you like to introduce it, or is that going to work? I can't think how to do that.
Okay, we'll just play it. It's all good. Let me get my jingles up and ready.
Okay. So a bit of a lack of warning there for Christine here is doing admirable job on the desk. It's all is no it, warning. It's all very exciting stuff.
Is it worth explaining that Christine has been promoted to jingle player today due to the fact that both yourself and Christine have conspired against me to not let me know what's coming next?
We just thought it'd be nice if these things could be a surprise to you as well. And so that meant that I put it upon myself to do all the queuing. So let me get on with that. Here we go.
My name is Bernie, and I love money. My name is Bernie, and I love money. There's a problem coming up now, something I can allow. The bank's on my whole sport, and a threatening to sue me. Mercedes to resign my cushion.
Giggles here.
Hello, Giggles. It's Bernie.
Oh, hello, Bernie. How are you doing today?
I'm not happy.
Oh, what seems to be the problem?
I heard you've done a bunk.
Me? I haven't done a bunk. What gives you that impression?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just on a boat heading towards the North Pole.
Right, done a bunk. With Schumacher's contract.
Oh, I might happen to have any potential contract with me. I couldn't possibly see it. Say, Bernie, you know that.
Roy, that's rubbish. That is rubbish. You get yourself back here to Monaco and you sign on the line that is dotted. All right? Capiche? Or whatever you Italians say.
Yes, I understand, Bernie. I'll head back now. Don't worry. Captain! Just turn the boat round. I'm telling the captain, Bernie, I'm telling him now. Come right back to Monaco. No problems at all.
You better. If I don't see you in the next couple of days, or tomorrow, let's say, there's going to be trouble.
There's so much to love about that. Lukey's just pointed out that Bernie should be in EastEnders, and I did wonder when Bernie became Phil Mitchell.
I am loving the return of Professor Giggles.
Yeah.
Capiche? I love that.
Well, this is what happens if there's no music. I have to sing. I have to dance. It's been lurking in there all this time, and now a six-part musical odyssey through the parade lap is the only...
Is there more to come?
That is that's the first part of several. There is definitely more to come. Did you not get the cliffhanger at the end? Dun, dun, dun. That's what it means, cliffhanger.
I see. Okay, I'm with you. I am slightly distracted and also incredibly excited to be told by the comments that Lewis Hamilton has tweeted a live or an up-to-date representation of his and Jenson Button's telemetry overlays, so you can compare where they are gaining and losing speed, which will be of great interest not only to me, but to every other team in the field today.
Lewis has tweeted that.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of information on this thing, and it's the kind of thing you certainly take aside and study it later. but right now, that's an awful lot of information available in the public domain. And apparently he's deleted the tweet. He's already taken it back and pretended
he's
that he
hasn't
done
it. He's
doing
a lot of deleting this weekend.
Well, let's briefly discuss Lewis Hamilton then, because I think this is important. The guy is in contract talks with McLaren for a seat next year. He's looking at where he's going to go. He's got potential. There's potential for him in other teams, and I'm feeling like from his tweets that he's not gelling very well with the corporate side of his existing team, because he's been where would you describe it? Not rude. He's not been tweeting rude words, but he's been tweeting acronyms of rude words.
Yeah.
For the entire weekend, and they are incredibly strong. Giggles, don't look at Lewis's tweets because
it's
very strong language he's been using. And it seems to go against, it goes against the way McLaren are as a corporate entity, but also against things like their fantastic cartoon Tuned, which is obviously aimed at children. And you have Lewis appearing in this car. Yeah, well, and adults. You like it too, don't you?
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
As a new parent, Giggles, what do you make of Tuned?
Oh, I thought it was excellent. I love it. It's the same thing saying that it's for children. It's the same thing people say about Doctor Who, which I also love. So I can't really say whether it's a sign
everyone,
that
isn't it?
It's aimed at the wrong people or I'm just a child. I mean, given that what I just did for the show, I think probably it's this latter.
Yeah. So your point is that Hamilton doesn't fit in anymore and his contract is up for renewal and I don't think it's going to be renewed.
I feel like he's expressing himself more than perhaps he otherwise would do if he was desperately keen to stay exactly where he is.
But I thought I can understand like today if he's deleted the tweet that gave away all their secrets, but yesterday, I mean, he's put some questionable language in those tweets, but they weren't, I mean, I didn't think they were that offensive and I'm surprised that he was forced or asked to delete them. I just think that...
Well, the tweets with the strong language, he didn't delete those. He deleted a tweet that blamed his team for his speed being lower than Jensen's yesterday. So he tweeted something along the lines of, we made a decision, or the team made a decision to go with the old wing, while Jensen's team went with a new wing, and that made me 0.4 seconds slower on straight. So it wasn't my fault. There was nothing I could do, Your Honour.
Right.
And the team, I think, objected to the fact that he... he sort of passed the buck on the blame and said, listen, I'm going as fast as I can, and they all made the wrong choice, and Jensen's guys, they all made the right choice.
Yeah.
And so that tweet and the tweet that was related to that disappeared, but the one where he used some questionable acronyms, that's still there. He's happy to leave that out.
I do think it's interesting because he's clearly changed from when he first started and was happy to please the bosses, but then again, the boss then was Ron Dennis and he didn't have much choice. Perhaps he feels a bit freer when he's not around. Who knows?
I actually think that, I saw those tweets yesterday that apparently had been deleted, and I interpreted it slightly differently, what Lewis was saying. I think it sounded to me like we decided, rather than the team decided, that to go the other way. And that's what Sky had said earlier on, that they'd tried both or something, and then they decided to go with the older one. So it wasn't like a situation like Vettel versus... Webber last year, where they didn't have enough. It was almost like they decided, and then it just spiraled out of control, and people were replying saying, misinterpreting it, and then he just thought, oh well, I can't be bothered correcting them, and deleted it himself. I mean, it's presumably it's conspiracy theory from us that he was forced to delete it, isn't it?
That's true. He actually said he clarified afterwards that it was his decision to remove the tweets. So it's not like McLaren disagreeing with what he's saying. It's just it doesn't gel with what you'd expect from that team. What I'm reading is not what...
And that's, maybe that's part of it. I mean, that was one of the things maybe Lewis is trying to say, look, he previously said he didn't want to do as much contract commitment stuff, did he? Marketing stuff. So perhaps he's sort of trying to assert, look, this is the kind of me I want to be under the new contract. So if you're, I want this to be okay, or something like that.
And, kind of,
you know, and he's trying to get that established beforehand, I don't know.
It's interesting. I mean, I think today's telemetry one is new, but I think yesterday it was a bit of a mountain out of a molehill, really. Yep. But when you put it all together, then it starts to make an interesting story.
He's the only driver I know that is busy tweeting and then deleting his tweets and then tweeting and deleting his tweets. And that stands out.
Yeah.
Every other driver is just tweeting normally and that's it. You don't hear anything about it. So there's a minor little... I mean, it is a storm in a teacup, you're right. We're probably reading way too much into it, et cetera, et cetera. But out of all the drivers on the grid who do tweet, and there's only three that don't, as far as I know, Lewis is the only man who's busy, undoing his work as fast as he's doing it.
We're talking of making mountains out of molehills and Twitter, some news from Twitter that has come in, one of which is a rumour. There's people saying that there's a rumour floating around that Red Bull are demanding everybody do 3 stops because of dangerous tyre wear. Whether that's true or not, it's probably not.
But
these things float around from time to time.
Are you reading that
also,
now?
Also, I don't know whether it's a rumour, but Dusky Blog F1 is apparently saying that Paul de Resta has signed with Jenson Button's management team.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's probably a good choice. Hold on, let's do that one first. So that sounds like a good choice because that ties in with our previous discussion, because Paul de Resta's ex-manager was Lewis Hamilton's father. So now he's looking to find some calm and tranquility in his life, and he's gone with Jenson Button's team, which seemed like a really good stable team for getting the driver in the zone and keeping him distraction free. So that's probably a good choice. I'm very curious about the Red Bull the Red Bull thing, because I swear that happened at this track in 2011, didn't it? Am I going crazy, or did they not end qualifying and Pirelli looked at their tyres and said, your tyres aren't going to last?
There was
and it
a,
turned
a
out they were overfilling.
Thing.
Yeah, they were running too much camber or too little pressure in the tyres. I'm sure that was spa. Someone in the comments will know.
Lukey said deja vu when that comment was posted, so yeah. It's possible that you're not the only person.
2000, I swear to God, I thought you were doing some kind of comedic sketch and you were reading out tweets from 2011. For a brief second, I was perplexed there, because that sounds suspiciously similar to what happened last year.
Mm.
Interesting. I like.
I wasn't. I was. That sounds like a new feature that we should bring in at some point.
Yeah, I like the
randomly confusing Mr. C.
We can have breaking news and old news and see if Mr. C can guess which one is which.
Oh, I like that game.
That would be very interesting.
Oh, we have to do another parade lap just to do that.
Yeah. Now I think we
it
should.
It was from the tweet was from F1 Times. And it is from the 2nd of September 2012. Rumours Red Bull want everyone mandatory 3-stop danger due to dangerous tyres, where medium expected to last just 15 laps.
This has all happened before.
But Will is the person who's found that tweet.
15 laps doesn't seem that unusual, though. There's lots of shorter stints.
No, yeah, last year I think it was 4. What's a concern?
Yeah,
4 is quite low.
Yeah, so they said that was a problem back then. It seemed like a reasonable thing. I'm sure it's about at the end of the race they asked Adrian Newey what he thought of it, and he said that was the most scared I've ever been in a Grand Prix.
That's right. Yeah. Was that was at Spa?
I'm seeing there's a glitch in the matrix. All this again.
That made me mad. That did.
Yes.
Right. I think what we should do now is the next instalment in this. I can't remember what you called it, Alex. A big song and dance extravaganza.
Something like that.
Musical endeavor. So here we go. Here is the next part.
Been looking after Michael for a while. For my services, I'm paid a pile. My name is Professor Giggles. Michael's first career was fine. All sweet honey and wine. When it came time to retire, he didn't seem to still have the fire. Rode bikes for a bit, then that all went to. Thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in the airport, as we discussed. I'm on my way back to Monaco. Of course I am.
My sources tell me you just bought a plane ticket to the middle of nowhere. Timber bloody too.
Oh, no, that can't be right. Your sources must be incorrect, Bernie. I'm flying back to Monaco just as we agreed. Just totally as we agreed. I'm on my way.
Right. If you're not back here in the next day, there's going to be trouble.
Oh, it's all getting very exciting.
What happened?
I just have one quick question. Was it actually raining in the airport? Because that was weird.
It was. Maybe he was in the airport car park.
Oh, okay. I thought that was... That was slightly odd, but I
when you the minute you said your you wrote that down in the note, and I thought to myself, what on earth was I thinking when I actually did that? I don't know. It now makes so much sense that it shouldn't have been raining, but there we are. Just it's just all texture, Christine. It's yes. just texture.
Yeah, I like it, and I'm very intrigued as to what is going to happen next. Is Bernie going to track him down? It's all very exciting. What do you think, Mr. C?
I do you know what? I'm loving it all. We were just talking about deja vu, and this whole thing is just coming back to me like in a flood of emotion, the whole parade lap thing. I was just like, I love this. I'm just really enjoying it. Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
Old things coming back. Several people in the comments have been coming up with some old news or new news for you, Mr. C. So if you're ready, we'll try you on thing. These ones. Stephen Roy has... this one, maybe you'll be able to see. Is it a new rumour? Is it an old rumour? He says, Jenson Button is moving to McLaren next season.
I have a sneaky suspicion that may be old news.
Lukey has, BMW are planning to leave F1.
That's definitely old news.
Okay, well, we actually have a game for us to play on the show, so maybe this would be the perfect time for us to play the actual factual parade lap game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, it's called I'm worried. Spa or Spa. Okay, and it's the contestants are Mr. C and Christine.
Oh,
and it's very simple. I have a list of things that you might either find in the spa shop, you know, the corner shop type place, or in a health and beauty spa. Okay, so like, and if you think it's from the spa shop, then you say shop.
Oh, no.
If you think it's from the beauty, health and spa, then you say slop.
You are yes.
right. So and if it's both, then you say both.
Well, I wasn't... What?
Just to clarify, neither of the options are to do with the actual race.
Correct.
Okay.
Nothing is to do with Formula One here.
Marvellous.
Except for Spa.
So if I think it's Spa, so,
for example,
spa.
Shampoo. If I said shampoo, then you might go both. Is that you could find that in a shop, or you could find that in a health spa. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
And so, so you would... If it was shop for shop, slop for... health spa.
I'm writing these down. Hold on.
And the first person to answer wins.
I won't be able to tell
who's won the point, so you'll have to keep track.
What shop for shop and
slop?
Slop. Slop. Slop.
I'm not sure I want to go to that health spa. It doesn't sound very good.
I couldn't think of a word that sounded similar enough. That was the best I could do.
Alex, I hate you.
You were just saying,
don't worry, there aren't very many.
Other Let's
than,
do
yes, lots. So, yes, I think if we start shop or slop, or no, spa or spa, our time starts now. Okay. Sorry, I've got to stop laughing. Shoe polish.
Shop.
I think that was quite close to, I think Christine may got that first. Seaweed.
Slop.
What?
You don't know what seaweed is.
You can't buy seaweed. But you don't put it in a spa, do you? It's in the sea.
The problem here is I'm not sure Mr. C even knows what a health spa is.
Not really, no.
Okay, spa. Well, just this one should be easier for you.
Okay.
Shower.
Spa. No.
Spa is not an option.
Hold on.
Slop.
Chop. No.
Dishwasher tablets.
Chop.
Ah.
Cotton wool.
Both.
Yeah. Cucumber.
Both.
Eh?
Yeah. Oranges.
Chop.
Oh.
Yeah. Bed.
Bed?
Eh? Oh, no. Slop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is hard.
Swimming pool.
Eh?
Slop.
Why?
What do you mean? In the health spa? So you can go swimming?
I don't know what a health spa is.
I love this game.
Okay, and the last one.
Oh, God.
And you're actually, Christine's on 6 and Mr. C's on 5. So this could decide it. So last one, Bombay Mix.
Spa.
Spa isn't an option.
Chop. That's got to be an option. The game's got spa or spa. It has to be an option.
I think that was a draw.
I think that was a draw. Oh, well, I'm glad.
That was a brilliant game. I love that. We've got to do that again. Okay, so while Giggles is giggling and Mr. C is pondering what a health spa is, we have some more predictions. Schumacher reckons Kimi might take the win this weekend, with Button and then Perez behind him. And Will has a prediction that Pastor Maldonado is going to hit Sergio Perez, which is very likely.
That's true.
Yeah. While I was going to mention Pastor's penalty then, but what I could do now is give you the breaking news in a format that you might recognise. Welcome to F1 Minute. Just over an hour to go until the Belgian Grand Prix. With an exciting grid lineup for the first race back after the summer break, the Belgian GP is set to be a cracker. Jenson Button sits on pole position for his first time for McLaren, with a slightly sulky Lewis Hamilton further back in the top 10. Kamui Kobayashi put in a great qualifying performance to line up on the front row, and Pastor Maldonado did well to finish third on Saturday, but was later penalised 3 places for impeding Nico Hülkenberg. There are also 2 gearbox-related grid penalties for Nico Rosberg and Mark Webber, the Mercedes driver suffering the worst. The team have struggled around this track, and Nico only qualified 18th before the 5 place drop. Michael Schumacher finished 13th on his 300th Grand Prix weekend qualifying. Both Mercedes drivers have a lot of work to do today. With all that, under the sunny but often changeable conditions at Spa, we should be in for a good afternoon.
Am I still donating £1 every time you do that within a minute?
No.
We don't do that anymore.
No.
That was awesome.
I remembered to do the out jingle as well. I'm learning. I'm getting
that was
there.
That was very impressive, Christine, with all of the extra buttons to press, I have to say. Very, very good stuff.
Whilst I mentioned the weather, do we know what the up-to-date forecast is? Is it still sunshine everywhere? Let's have a quick peek. I think the sun is supposed to be shining.
I'm not expecting any rain from anywhere. Anywhere near the circuit
today. In the whole world?
No, just within the confines.
Going to rain from the ground.
Stop being mean to me.
Yes, the weather forecast does suggest, well, it says mostly cloudy, but I can see the little sun icon throughout the whole day in Spa, from 1 p.m. all the way through to 6 p.m. So that is good. We shouldn't see any safety cars or wet tyres or anything.
Are you predicting no safety cars?
Oh, I meant because of the weather.
Okay.
But now that you mention it, when was the last time we saw a safety car? It feels like a while.
There was a period, it was a considerable number of races before it even made an appearance this season, if I recall, and it's not been around that much. Didn't happen in Hungary, did it?
I would have thought with all the crashing that Pastor's done, there would be a lot of them, but...
There haven't been that many. This whole thing is throwing me off this summer break. I can't even remember that there was it's like the first season. It's like 2 different seasons. It's just completely crazy. And I just feel like, remember, this is Doctor Who reference, because I'm going to just go back on that because it came back last night. But that season, last year, I think they did the big break in between the two. And I couldn't remember what had happened in the first half. It was ridiculous. It's the same thing now. And I think they should have just reset the points to 0 without telling anybody. It would have been much easier. I couldn't believe it when I found out Alonso was in the lead.
Yeah, it is weird. We should.
It's all the Olympics' fault.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They had to extend the break so that it didn't clash too much with the Olympics. Then it all went to pieces. Bernie knew. He knows his audience. He knows we couldn't cope with both. And there was a bit of a clash. There was an overlap of the first Hungary clash with the opening ceremony, didn't it? And so he did his best. But yeah, it's all the Olympics' fault.
So we mentioned there that Alonso is leading the championship at the moment. He's got a 40-point lead. But there are still, I think, the 5 drivers all very close together. Do we think that Alonso will still be leading over the next few races, or is someone going to catch him and
what
overtake?
What is most interesting from Alonso's point of view in this race is his 2 nearest competitors must be Webber and Vettel in the championship. And they are starting behind him because Webber got a penalty. He got a gearbox penalty, so he's back five places. So the only two people he's really racing at this point are those two drivers. The car isn't looking quick, and they're behind him. Now, Jensen and Lewis and Kimi will pose a threat to him later in the season, so technically he's obviously racing those two. But at the moment, he's qualified ahead of the two people who are closest to him in the championship, so I can't see anything other than Alonso stretching his lead. What I would say is, where is Pastor now, though? Because Pastor got a five-place...
It was three, wasn't it?
A three-place grid drop, yeah. Does that put him near Alonso? Because that would make that could be dangerous for Fernando's
That is a good question. Let's streak. Just have a quick peek. So he qualified third, back three places, makes him sixth, just behind Alonso.
That's the biggest concern, because Alonso has been scoring points. Is it every single race since this race last year? Is that the fact? That may not be a fact. It's close to
it
a fact.
It sounds like a fact, it's but it may not be
It's close to being
true.
A fact.
What was the fact I missed it?
He scored points in every race since this race last year.
Alonso?
He's on a heck of a point scoring streak. And it would be just like Pastor Maldonado to bring it to a crashing end. Yeah. So that's probably what's going to happen. And that might even bring out a safety car.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because, as you say, with Jensen ahead, it's always interesting when the sort of, I don't mean want to get in trouble with Lou, but the wrong people are at the front and win races, the people who aren't sort of right at the front of the championship. Because as long as Alonso can keep these other guys behind, then he's fine. He doesn't need to win every race. I mean, that's actually Jensen proved that with the second half of his championship winning season. It just as long as Alonso can keep the right people behind him, then he's okay. And again, there's an interesting thing. I mean, if you wanted to be really tactical, we got this race, which is a very, very high wear on engines. You know, going out and pushing really hard this race might not be a good idea, you know, for him if he doesn't see it as a big problem if Jensen wins, you know.
Yeah, it was Canada last year that Alonso retired. So it's quite a streak.
It's more than a year.
Yeah.
The thing that it's important with Alex talking about the wrong people being in front, what you're effectively saying is when the number two driver is either in front or with more points, and that's the case with Jensen on pole and with Webber ahead of Vettel in the championship points. That's the case for McLaren and for Red Bull. But with Alonso and Ferrari, he is a one-man team. I mean, Felipe Massa is not going to get in his way in a race. He's not going to qualify him. He's not going to take points away by winning a race. So you've got two-man team versus a one-man team, and that I think is going to be the thing that plays to Alonso's favour. All the team are based around him, and he's not fighting his teammate in any way, shape or form.
Less likely to win the Constructors' Championship, but perhaps he probably doesn't mind so much about that.
No chance.
It confuses me.
It's always that thing of who really minds about the Constructors' Championship. Well, people do, but it's not the thing that everyone's out there for, certainly not the drivers.
I think it's really interesting that because you've got Alonso, who is, he's won a bit, but really is just finishing well to be leading the championship. And the same is true of Red Bull. They've just won a bit, but they're leading the championship because they finished well. But in both are reminiscent of each other in that it looks like there's a dominant driver, but it's not actually the case. They're just...
Red Bull definitely have the strongest driver pairing.
Mm. It just happens that Red Bull have two drivers doing that thing of finishing well, sometimes
when one's not there, the other is always there. Whereas with Ferrari, Fernando is always there. And with McLaren, it's usually either or, but rarely both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's an interesting question that came in from, I think it's Paul F, I think, in the comments. And he asked, who is the most sulky of the drivers? Is it Lewis or is it Sebastian Vettel this year? Which one do you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, they've both had their moments.
Who is the most?
I feel like we haven't heard as much from Vettel this year as we have in previous seasons when it's gone wrong. But maybe that's because he wasn't having like a dominant season and then it went wrong a bit. So he hasn't been quite as sulky. It's just more a general level of sulkiness.
Does it have to be one of those two?
Well, it doesn't have to be. He just asked the question between the two, but
well,
I think it could
got?
Be wider. I think actually, interestingly, Vettel is having a bad season this year. And after everybody saying, you know, he needs, or a less well good season, he needs some of that to grow. I think he's probably handling the bad season better than Lewis did when he had his first bad season and it all kind of went off the rails.
Yes.
Whether he's learning from it or not, I don't know, but he's maybe a bit sort of quieter, but he doesn't seem to be just out there complaining, Seb.
Yeah, that is true. Because they've both had strong seasons of winning, and then everyone's been saying, well, they need to pay their dues. They've got to have a bad season sometime. And it's interesting to see how they react to it. Well, who else have you got that you think is sulky then?
Kimmy.
He's not sulky.
He's always sulky. Whenever he talks to the media, he's always in a grump. When was the last time he smiled to a media person ever? He's always grumpy. And he's not even on, he's not on Twitter.
It's not so much grumpy as just disinterested though, isn't it? It's not, I hate what I'm doing. This is rubbish. This season is not working out for me as I wanted to. It's more like, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but that makes him the most sulky in my book.
Interesting.
I would rather
listen to... I think he's grumpy, not sulky. I think there's a big difference.
Okay. Okay, yeah, all right then, fine. Yes. But it still points away for not being on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. He definitely loses points for that.
Well, Vettel's not on Twitter.
Lukey wants to know what my thoughts on Ruben's chances at winning today are. I think the chances of him winning are relatively low, although there was a rumour that Jensen's twin brother had been racing for the last few races of the season, that he's come back, proper Jensen's come back. Well, maybe it's the other way around, and actually in a sort of face-off style-y, Rubens is actually driving Jensen's car. I don't know, that could be the solution.
You were a bit mean to Lou by saying the wrong driver was on pole position, but you could make it up to her, because I think a long, long time ago she asked for Giggles to fix it for Button to win the race. Can
absolutely
Giggles fix it?
I think as she was the only person to come up with a Giggles to fix it, I think I'll grant it to her. and so we'll say Giggles will fix it for Jensen to win the race, and if he doesn't, blame Stephen.
Perfect. That combines everything in a nice little bundle.
I'm sorry for upsetting Lou. I didn't know I did that. I didn't. What
not,
did I say?
Not you.
Okay.
It was me.
Giggles.
It was me.
Oh,
wait,
what
Giggles
did you say?
I said the wrong drivers to win the race, which implied that Jensen was a wrong driver.
Oh, well, he is.
You see? But I didn't mean it like that. I think it's lovely that Jensen's going to win the race, as I've just fixed it for him. But I just meant for the championship as a whole. It's harder for Jensen to win the championship than Lewis.
Is it still mathematically possible for Jensen to win? I suppose it is. Just
there's a lot of points on offer.
Yeah, there
there's
is
still a million.
What,
races.
We've got nine races left to go.
I've made by making it that maybe Rubens was driving Jensen's car. I've made Lou even crosser. So, but she's, I think, forgiven me for making Jensen win. I haven't actually made him win, but Giggles has fixed it, which is a lower sort of quality standard.
I genuinely thought Lukey meant in IndyCar, and was trying to work out if there was an IndyCar race today, but he meant in F1, right? That went right over my head.
He did,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, Stephen Murray, is saying that Rubens is actually racing in IndyCar today, so he may win.
See, that's what I was trying to work out. Okay.
So there is a chance.
So can Giggles fix it then for Rubens to do well in IndyCar? Can I have a special, as it's a one-off show, can we have a special Giggles fix it for Rubens to do reasonably well in his IndyCar race later today?
I can try. I have absolutely no idea whether that's possible, but
does
it
Giggles
sounds
the
like the right thing. So I will grant that as a secondary wish, special.
Does Giggles have power over IndyCar?
Or even over the Atlantic, for that matter.
Yeah, it's a long way for those powers to go.
It is hard, but there you go. So should we conclude our space opera, or whatever it is? Not a space opera.
Space opera?
Regular opera. Just, I don't know, song thing.
I think we could... We could certainly do that. It's the big, let's build it up. It's the big conclusion to the epic drama that is Bernie or Phil Mitchell chasing after Professor Giggles for something to do with Schumacher's contract at an airport where it is raining inside.
Where the bloody hell is he? Come on, let's try and have a number.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in...
Giggles, where are you? Come on, strike in. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. He's there.
Hello? Hello? Professor Giggles here.
It's Bernie.
Oh. Oh.
How did you get this number?
I have my ways.
I haven't got the contract anymore, Mr. Eccleston. I had to give it away. I destroyed it. The chicken ate it.
Oh. Chicken?
Yeah, the chicken ate it, I'm afraid, Mr. Eccleston. I have to go now anyway. I can't. If you can find me here, where can't you find me?
That's right, Giggles. I can find you any bloody where. Wherever you're going to go. What's that noise? Ah.
I have to go now.
What's that noise, Giggles?
Oh, it's a spaceship. It's a spaceship I've been constructing for the last few months. It's going to teleport me out of the planet. This is the alarm saying it's going to go now. Okay, bye!
Bugger.
Michael Schumacher, and I used to drive fast cars. But since I moved to Alabama, I drive cab and go to bars. It's a shame I had to quit. I liked it for a while. But since I've ridden horses, I have a lot more style. Wear a shirt and chain smoke Marlboros, but since this is a family show, I just smoke one of those. I've had some great adventures, I've had a lot of fun, but since I parked at Raskas, my driving days were done. Hey, they don't mind cheating, they call it being sly. Give me two scoops of ice cream and a giant slice of pie. I'm sorry about Bernie, I hope he will survive. But given that it's Bernie, his business is sure to thrive.
Well, there you go.
I didn't want it to end.
I think it was a happy ending in the end, I think.
It was a space opera.
It was.
It was a space opera.
Giggles gave it away.
And then I realised I'd given the game away.
My favourite thing, I love that, it was all amazing, well written, well produced, well sung in parts. I think it was brilliant, but my favourite bit is a chicken ate it. This is the best excuse ever. You know, Lewis and his tweets, they could say, where did they go? A chicken ate it.
Where's your telemetry, yeah. Lewis? Yeah.
A chicken ate it. Yeah.
It's I think it's a good tweet. Phrase. I think we should use.
I'm definitely using that in the future. Yeah. And so Bernie Mitchell, as Lukey has called him, didn't get his prey in the end. He escaped, got away with it.
Won't be a first.
I hope Professor Giggles going into space doesn't mean that we won't hear from him ever again. I'm sure he can contact us from space.
Oh, I'm sure Professor Giggles will be able to. If he can invent a space transportation system, he can probably invent space Skype or something.
Space Skype.
Would you like Thunderbird 5?
Although on the Giggles front, I did see something fly by, which was that I think Stephen asked that Giggles could fix it for this not to be a one-off show. But I think given how much it's taken out of us, we'll have to leave that decision to later.
it might come back again. It's not going to be a race weekly thing.
That's it.
But I'm sure we will be doing more parade laps in the future if I can actually get my words out.
Yes, it does unfortunately require speech and talking and things, but
and pressing all the buttons in the right order.
I know. Oh dear. Yes. So there was a very, very lovely picture of Disco Dan on the that flew past. I can't remember who found it, but it's absolutely brilliant. And he was sort of sitting on the back of the parade lap truck and going around the parade lap, and he took a picture of himself and his big, 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 big grin.
I've seen it. Lou has sent it to you at F1 rankings for some points, which is worth plugging. If anyone ever spots a driver doing something that they think deserves points, plus or minus, they should send it to you at F1 rankings or visit the page cyborgcast.com/rankings. Little plug there. It's this picture shows that they are in those individual cars, I think, instead of on the big truck, like they do at Canada, is it? where they have the
the that's a class. Better idea.
I like that better because then they don't just chat to each other. They actually have to engage with the waiting crowd.
It's either that or talk to their driver.
Well,
not much interest to them.
Yeah.
I'm in my own individual car here, obviously.
Well, it's I actually not a car, believe that to be true as well.
We know from past normally experience. These things are just ridiculous flights of fancy, but one parade lap did actually get presented from within a car. So, yeah, so that's how these things go.
I wonder who those drivers are. How do they get picked to drive a driver? And that must be a lot of pressure, driving a driver around Spa. Do you think?
With a driver as well, who's about to go into a race. Yeah. So if you did do something wrong,
they're pointing out the best
often
line.
Quite up high. So if you take the corner at the wrong speed, you'd tip your driver out. That would be probably a career-ending situation for the person driving the parade lap car, I mean.
Yes, yes. Well, it could be for both. You never know, depending how tipped over it gets.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Yes. Apparently, Lewis has added a tweet, another Instagram picture, which is just a nice picture of Eau Rouge and the fans and saying, oh, I wish we could all be here. But people speculating as to whether he will be forced to delete this tweet as well. And Amy has noticed that he's misspelt the word "your" and so wishes that he would delete a tweet.
My goodness. Yeah. Is that points against or points for?
What?
Or if the deleting tweets and misspelling you.
Well, the trouble with deleted tweets is that obviously the rankings likes to link to these things so other people can see them. And if you've deleted your tweet, there is nothing to link to. That's a bit tricky.
Yes. He has deleted the Instagram version of the picture as well now. So of the thing. So hopefully you've got a saved version of it somewhere if you want to see that.
We should put that somewhere. I'll poster us that straight after the show. We need a copy of that forever.
Yeah. So we just have about 5 minutes remaining. That's it. Time has flown. Any last minute things you must get off your chest?
More giggles. I want more giggles. Don't leave us. It's been so long.
I think, I'm sure it's been a lot of fun, so I'm sure we'll be doing more of them, but we don't know about the schedule yet, so that's the main thing. But yeah, it's been loads of fun, I think. It's been great.
And it's worth pointing out that Giggles has soldiered on. He's a little bit under the weather.
I have a cold. I don't know if you can hear. I think it's my voice is sort of cracking up. So the 1 hour show is, I have to have a honey and lemon tea as recommended off of from MrsChristine's.com blog. Of course, that would be something that I would buy. I would find in a
spa. No,
no, that's not it.
Oh, I ruined it.
Both.
Why isn't it? Oh, yeah, it would have been both. I still would have ruined it then. I meant shop.
You understand.
Why is it in a spa?
The game Spa and Spa, if you could just shout out Spa, it wouldn't work because you wouldn't be able to know which one it was. Do you understand this concept?
Why would you get honey and lemon in a spa?
Which spa?
Well, not the shop.
I don't understand spa. Being relaxed and rejuvenated and things. So oh, if you're
I don't get it.
It's called a health spa. It's got health in the... Anyway.
Yeah.
Mr. C is not necessarily au fait with this thing that we call the world, which is really very useful for my games.
I've been into a spa shop. I could answer that one. I just... No.
Aw, bless you.
Aw, bless his cotton socks. Well, you know, you tied with Christine, though, so it's actually a big problem because both of these things are outside.
Yes, that is true. But, yeah, we both tied, so we're both on the same level, which worries me a little bit. I think we have to wrap it up now. I guess it's just worth me saying, because my predictions are quite important for the drivers because it usually means they're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do a Feet Up Friday this week, so I haven't had a chance to air the prediction. And my driver for the win today is Fernando Alonso. So sorry about that, Fernando.
We've already established Pastor's going to take him off.
Yeah, that'll be my fault.
That's your jinx.
I'm going to go for Jensen, Kimi, and then Kobayashi.
Very good. And Mr. C.
I cannot believe Kobayashi can do what he did 2 days in a row. So I think it's going to be Jensen, Lewis, Kimi.
Very good. Lewis is going to make his way up there.
I think he's going to do well. I think I don't know what's going on with his head, but I think either way, I still think he's going to be fast. And that's the important thing.
Well, that's very good. And so I think that pretty much sums it up. Thank you, everyone, for listening and commenting and joining in the fun and making your predictions. We'll see who's right in just a few hours. Thank you to Giggles for making an amazing space opera, as we can now call it, and for soldiering on, even though a little bit under the weather. It's been amazing fun, and we've loved it.
Thank you very much for hosting the show. It's been brilliant.
I've pressed all the right buttons, I hope. Stay tuned to Slow Podcast, because we have the thread for the race, and the Fact Bite Fact Box will be in action in about half an hour, I think. It's one thing to another. Very busy today. And that is about it, I reckon.
Bye.